Good Sunday afternoon to everyone. Today, this is Greg Evenson coming to you on Voices from the Heartland on Republic Broadcasting. Awfully good to have you tuning in for the next hour. It goes by so quickly. Today, we have some very interesting concepts to send your way. Hope that you will have a paper and pencil handy so that when something strikes your fancy, you'll write it down. Be sure to give us a call if you'd like at 800-313-9443. Look, folks, there is a way that I want to start today that I don't do every week. Doesn't mean I'm not thinking about it. Doesn't mean that I didn't offer a prayer up to our Heavenly Father before this started. I did. But I want you to pray with me right now, please, just for a few seconds. Get real serious now. And we want to pray that our Heavenly Father will forgive us for any sins that we have committed, that we are giving our lives and all that we are to Him, that we ask very sincerely, truthfully from our heart to be forgiven for those sins, and that we may walk in godly paths from this day forward. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And I would also remind you that Ephesians 6, which we have been quoting frequently lately, is really the key scripture out of hundreds that I think apply at this very moment. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord, Ephesians 6:10, and in the power of His might, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Therefore stand, having your loins girded about you with truth, and having the breastplate of righteousness, and on your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Amen to that. Look, we're living in those days, the days where nothing short of that will help you prevail. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a list of top 10 of the worst threats to this nation, our way of life, the Constitution of this country, to those who are standing in the gap. We call ourselves patriots. Some call ourselves Christians. Nonetheless, we are trying our very best to stand against the evil in high places. Number one on this list, a lying, corrupt, anti-citizen, anti-constitution, anti-Christian government. Number two, a corrupted police and military establishment that acts against their oath and backs the government. Number three, a sold-out Pentagon, FBI, IRS, BATFE, you name them all, that has labeled us, as traitors, and the fusion centers which support them. Number four, Islam. Number five, institutional Republicans, internationalist Republicans, and socialist progressive Democrats. Number six, the Federal Reserve. Number seven, a sold-out church and pastors that are more concerned about their 501c3 status than what they're preaching. Number eight, a government that is incorporated. And I have the focus today on Oconto County, Wisconsin. Number nine, militant homosexuals, black, Latino, racists backed by Soros types. And number 10, some of you. We'll be back.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, You can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, the online store. It's a featured product.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendovite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendovite.
Extendovite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendovite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendovite. To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back to Voices from the Heartland. This is Greg Evenson. I imagine that last statement I made before break made a few of you put your forks down. I said you. Now, you know that I don't mean most of you listening to the show. You wouldn't be listening if you weren't in at least tacit agreement with what we're talking about. I'm talking about you collectively, corporately in the United States, not a corporation, but all of us together. There are segments of our population that are certainly part of this problem. Now, what did I mean in this top 10? And I'm going to go through them very quickly because we've got a lot to cover today. A lying, corrupt, anti-citizen, anti-constitution, anti-Christian government. It's just that. It is against the wishes of the citizens of the United States, continues to be. We just had an election. Good. We've elected some new people. They say that they're going to do what the citizens want and by the Constitution itself. Good. I will wait to see the results. I am not going to give my unqualified backing to John Boehner, who's been there long enough that he could have retired. And what's he done? He hasn't even been a loyal opposition. Once in a while, trot out in front of a microphone and say, oh, they shouldn't do this, shouldn't do that. I have no faith in the current Republican leadership. They want to amalgamize. They want to homogenize. They want to do anything but galvanize the leadership in Congress for the citizens. They want rhino Republicans everywhere. They don't want us doing what is constitutionally correct. So I have no faith in that. I have no faith in their ability to do that. I hope that very shortly I am proven 100% wrong. And if I am, I will be the first to tell you so. Number two, a corrupted police and military that acts against their oath and backs the government. Why do we have to have oath keepers? Why would it even be necessary to remind people that they have taken a solemn oath, a covenant with God himself? When they say, so help me God, they are invoking the name of God, and they are saying, by his name, I am swearing to this oath that I will uphold everything that I know in a godly manner. They didn't say, so help me McDonald's, or so help me Walmart. They said, so help me God. That means something to me, and it means something to millions of military, now mostly retired,
and police, mostly retired, that took that oath seriously. And until they begin to take it seriously again, it means nothing. We have nothing for them to fall back against and say, we will not do this, you see, because it is not good. It is not right. It is not even legal. But we're going to back the government no matter what, because we've got to keep our jobs. That's number two. Number three, a sold-out Pentagon, FBI, IRS, and all the rest of them. All they care about is enforcing the unconstitutional so-called laws. They can't even determine whether or not some of them apply, especially income tax laws. So what else have you got here except people that basically boil down to traitors to the American viewpoint of judicial prudence, wisdom, an uncorrupted judiciary, an uncorrupted legislative branch, and an honorable leading White House, of which we have none of the above at the present time. So what have you got? You've got a Pentagon that tells you that they can't identify what shot up out of the Pacific Ocean last week. We've spent trillions of dollars in the last 50 years, trillions of dollars, to improve, sophisticate, and make mistake-less, that is, almost without flaw, a military that can determine when an enemy is coming to us. Do you remember the dew line, the distant early warning line across Canada? That was to give us a heads up when Russian bombers were coming across the North Pole at us. Now, it worked pretty well, and we had great alert status. My father was in the Air Force, and it worked well. So you tell me, after 50 years or more, trillions of dollars, how NORAD, North American Air Defense Command, in Cheyenne Mountain in Colorado Springs, and the Pentagon cannot tell you what came out of the ocean. I will tell you that is an abject, absolute lie. They knew the moment that candle broke water, that missile, they knew what kind of missile it was by the telemetry it was putting out, and they knew exactly what kind of submarine it came out of because of the propulsion system and the cavitation of the drive system in that submarine. They knew what it was. The same thing is true for all the subsequent events. They are lying to you. They are taking us down a path that we should not go, that we must be aware of it. But you know why they're doing it? Because people are more concerned about what they did Friday night after the high school basketball game. They're more concerned about what they did Saturday after they spent all day at the bar. They're more concerned about what they're doing at the shopping malls. They could care less what happened last week off the Pacific coast. And they're allowing a government, a Pentagon with hundreds of generals in it that can't figure out what took place. That's an abject lie, absolute lie, and you are the victims. Now you continue with this list, Islam. Greg, why do you insist on going with Islam? Because Islam is invading this nation. It is doing so under the guise of freedom of religion. It is not a religion. The gravest threat we have faced, I believe, in this generation, is Muslims who are infiltrating our country and taking over. We seem powerless to resist. Now, why is that? Our government won't even acknowledge the threat. We're told that Muslims have constitutional rights to come here, proselytize everywhere, build mosques, and implement Sharia in their communities and in the public square. And our government's letting them do it. I'm going to tell you something. I don't care who's listening. I don't care what they think. I don't care if this is politically incorrect. I don't care if you think that I'm a hate-filled. I am hate-filled when it comes to some issues that should not be working against our country. I hate them. I hate what's taking place. I can't stand it. A few have criticized me because I said, rebel. You need to rebel against it. Oh, a Christian doesn't rebel. You bet a Christian rebels. A Christian rebels against that which is wrong, that which is corrupted, that which is sinful, and does not let it stand, does not let it grow. That's exactly what should be doing. And I'm telling you, stop this cultural relativism. We must formalize the idea that we have one dominant culture here that is based on Judaism and Christianity. Stop pretending that Islam is a religion. Show the true face of fundamentalist Islam. It is a brutal, totalitarian ideology. Don't give it religious backing. Don't. Stop it. Stop all immigration from Muslim countries. Muslims who are already citizens, well, tell them if they want to adhere to our values and our Constitution, they may stay. But if they deviate, we're going to expel them. That's it. Bottom of the page, bottom line. I don't care what some of you are going to think about this. I truly don't. It's time to get right down to it before we lose what little we've got left. Outlaw Sharia and deport practitioners of it. Require Muslims to sign legally binding pledges of integration and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States. Quit building mosques. Seek reciprocity with Saudi Arabia for Western churches and synagogues. How about that? Close all Islamic schools. They're fascist institutions teaching hate. Now that's a good start. It's timely to, it is timely to boldly stand up for God. Our Declaration of Independence, our Constitution, say no, no to those who are taking over our country, standing in the streets, getting down on their knees, blocking intersections. But I can't wear a cross to school? I can't wear an American flag to a Texas or California school because I might upset some Mexican that's here illegally? I've got to quit standing behind my nation and my religion because of these people? Now, if you can't say that, if you can't stand with me on that, then you are part of the problem. And if we don't take this and we don't do something with it, then it's done. I don't care how many people they elect to Congress. It's still done. Because you know what? The local people are the ones that are failing in their responsibility to stand up to city commissions, county commissions, and all the rest of them and say, no, you're not going to do this. Absolutely not. We will stand in front of the doors. Some of us are going to get arrested for disturbing the peace or whatever they're going to dream up for us. They're like Oconee County, Wisconsin, where you can't get a fair trial on anything. Because why? Because they're a corporation. Oconee County, Wisconsin is a corporation listed on the Wall Street's report of Dun and Bradstreet. What kind of justice are you going to get in Oconee County, Wisconsin? None. You're going into a judge that is absolutely opposed to your rights, procedure, criminal or civil. You don't get it. You're slapped down because they're part of a corporation. When are we going to take our country back? Now, be very careful here. I say this again. We say, now, Greg, now you're putting it in reverse. No, I'm not. I'm being very careful to articulate exactly what I'm saying to you. It is time to stand up and scream from the rooftops. Enough is enough, and we are going to continue to throw you anti-Constitution people, you anti-Christian, you anti-patriot people out of office at all levels until we reclaim this nation for Americans. Americans who are here legally, Americans who are here who support the Constitution, Americans who are standing for what is right, and you know in your gut what is right. If you don't, you deserve to have your ass kicked till you do. What about the G20? Who are they, you say? What is that, bingo? G20? G20 are the industrialized nations of the planet that are getting together that are saying, America, we got some problems the way you're doing business. Well, I'll tell you what, actually, they're not all that far wrong. I got some problems with the way Americans do business. But what they're saying to us is, on this QE2 initiative that they just did, which is printing up another $650 billion, have no backing whatsoever, just coming off the printing presses to inflate the M1, the money supply, for what purpose? To hold off the Chinese? To force a devaluing of their currency? They hold a lot of our debt. And I got to tell you, I'm not for anything that's happened here in the last week with their shots over the bow, as we say, an old Navy term for, you know, back in the days when they shoot a cannonball across the front of your boat because you were your ship, I should say, for you Navy guys. But here they are. That's exactly what's happened. I said, America, you better wake up. We can pop a missile up here 100 miles off your coast. We can send one into Los Angeles in about 15 seconds. You won't even have time to turn on your air raid sirens. Now that's the message being sent out here, folks. And we keep standing around looking. We'll be back in just a moment.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Welcome back, everybody, and I appreciate the fact that you're, having this issue with my rant. I don't know that many of you are, but, you know, I'm a little bit more out front with it today because I'm just seeing the confluence of this muddy, dirty, poisoned water shooting across the land everywhere we turn. We can't take a drink without smelling rancid water at our lips because that's what they've left us to drink. Our food is in the same mess, and it's not just because of GM foods, genetically modified foods, which to me, can you spell homicide in food form? Why are the major food producers pushing GM crops? Why is even stupid socialist Europe getting it and not allowing genetically modified seeds or crops into their nations? Why are we doing it? Why is Big Pharma and GM most likely sleeping together and they're saying, hey man, you ruin the people, we'll try and cure them, but we're not going to promise it. We're just going to give them pills to make them feel better. You see, it's money. It's always money. Follow the money trail. I've said this before so many times, whether it's economics, whether it's the banking system, which is hand in glove, and the corrupted, absolutely corrupted. They have brought us down to total destruction, just like our forefathers said they would when we let a central bank, a private bank, run our financial affairs. They were in it for profit. They have lent us this money at compound interest rates for decades upon decades upon decades, and we just kept paying the price, saying, yep, that's fine. Glad somebody else is going to do it. All their hollow promises about how there'd be no more recession, there'd be no more bad times, was the big lie, just like they lie to us with everything else. And the Carnegie Foundation and all the rest of them that are part of it, that just feed this beast. And what do? We stand around with our thumb on our nose, and we say, okay, no problem. I'm just glad somebody else is dealing with it. Just like they do with our food, with everything else that we do, our zoning, our so-called property taxes, illegal as they are, corrupted county courts like Oconto County, Wisconsin. You should be ashamed down there, Oconto County, Wisconsin. You should be ashamed of what you have. You have a handful of people down there trying to stand up and prove to somebody who will listen what's going on. And you know what? They don't care, as long as it doesn't affect them yet. Well, so when will you get it? G20. The summit concluded after failing to tackle all of the growing concerns that currency wars, guess what, between Washington and Beijing will undermine hard-won stability in the global economy. So says Philip Inman in Seoul, reporting in The Guardian, British newspaper. They even report in here, Britain stood on the sidelines for much of the conference as verbal jousting between the United States and China dominated proceedings. Oh, funny thing. Amazing how that would happen. They're trying to squeeze the United States. They probably should, but it's going to be our ultimate demise that they are. Washington argued, progress towards a more balanced global economy is undermined by China's policy of undervaluing its currency. That's not the problem. I don't care what China does with its currency. I care what the United States does with our currency. And people say, well, the prices are going up, prices are going up. No, prices aren't going up. The value of the dollar is going down daily. We have no value left in the dollar. The dollar of 1913 at the inception of the evil Federal Reserve was 100 cents. Now it's about 2 cents and soon to go lower. How much lower it can go? It can go to zero. And then it goes the other direction. Well, what are we going to do about it? Stand around and say, well, it's too much for me. If the governments can't figure it out, how am I going to figure it out? It's not that hard. You stand up and you say, nope, not going to play your game. Not going to go any further. 800-313-9443. Going to take your calls right after the half hour. It's coming up fairly quickly. Now, you add to this the morons that run a publication called The Economist. And I'm reading here from Kurt Nimmo's InfoWars, his submission. That's the one, I think, with Alex. The editors of The Economist have declared constitutionalists mentally ill. Yeah. Well, they may be right. I might be, but I'm still a constitutionalist. And I'll take my mental illness over theirs any day. Quote, indeed, there is something infantile in the belief of the Constitution worshippers that the complex political arguments of today can be settled by simple fidelity to a document written in the 18th century. Close quote. That's the editors wrote that on September 23rd. When history is turned into scripture and men into deities, truth is the victim. Well, The Economist is owned by members of the Rothschild banking family of England. Does that surprise you? It is run by the Economist Group, a known CIA front. Does that surprise you? Not in the least. Other than the Rothschild Group, the worst thing on planet Earth, the CIA. They've done more to damage this nation than all the rest of them put together, other than perhaps the Federal Reserve. And even some of the people, good people that I know, who thought they were doing their best for this country in intelligence gathering, they don't even understand. It's like being a third-level Mason. They don't get it. They don't understand how evil it is until they're up there 33rd degree level or above. Then they're getting a picture, and they're vowing their allegiance over to Satan. Foreign Policy, another publication, was established by the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. Well, that's a good one for us. It goes right along with Bill Ayers and the rest of his commie pinko bunch. A think tank created by the internationalist Andrew Carnegie, who took his advice from Elihu Root, who worked to make the Council on Foreign Relations possible. Look, these people are anti-United States Constitution. I don't know how much more plain I can make it. They are against the Constitution. They are against our sovereignty, keeping our sovereignty. Now look, the twin articles appearing in The Economist at the behest of Rothschild and the City of London banking elite and foreign policy controlled by the Council on Foreign Relations, these guys go on to say, are designed to make constitutionalists appear to be not only infantile idealists who idolize an archaic document that the globalists argue has no relevance in our modern age of gay marriage, pornography, drug use, and so forth, but also as dangerous people who suffer from mental illness. Well, working with these morons in the international level and just trying to understand their evil would make you nuts. But I've got more to say after the break, and then we'll take your calls. I'm on a rant, folks. Hang on. Fasten your belts. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation, but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method, which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit freetoprosper.com right now.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Welcome back, everybody. Voices from the Heartland. Look, we got some good news, and that is that you may purchase for your gift baskets for Christmas, Thanksgiving, or birthdays, whatever it might be, American-made products, and they are still available. Some of the greatest, they're in demand. They're wonderful, and of course, I'm talking about our buddies over at Smiling Goat Milk Soap, First Fruits Farm. They've got it. It's just pure, healthy soap made from old-fashioned goat milk and olive oil. It's being offered to you wholesale, and you may pick up as many bars as you would like, 248-250-8870. Bob and Darlene be happy to work with you about that. Listen, this is good stuff. I bought 100 bars from them last fall. They all went out the door. Along with that, look, as I said last week, I look every week for the greatest buy, the greatest value, the greatest people to work with, because I'm still putting some stuff together. And that goes with our folks that we just heard about just a moment ago at freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663. Got a great offer here for you that expires the end of the month. And I tell you, when I'm shopping, I look for this kind of thing like anybody does. We've got to maximize our dollars. And so they got a 15-day economy, a breakfast and entree unit. It's now $115. These prices are just dynamic for this kind of product. 1 month economy breakfast, $230, and it goes on down the list. You can get more and more, clear up to a 12-month economy pack for $2,700, $2,760, and that does include shipping to the lower 48 states. Look, you need to consider their products. I'm telling you, there is nothing that tastes any better than to open up one of those giant cans and reconstitute it and have a meal. It is just the best. And under uncertain times and tragic times, cataclysmic times, whatever times you're looking at, even a picnic would be great with freeze-dried products. Look to them to supply your product needs. And this last announcement, then we're going to back take some of your calls. My wife is always looking for something for you folks, and she has found what we call a challenge coin. For those of you that understand what that is, it's a prized possession of military folks and some in the police establishment, recognizing some great work that you have done. And those challenge coins that will ID your branch and so forth are now available with this great Ephesians 6 scripture on it. It is a prized possession of a lifetime. Carry in your pocket, put around your neck. It's available at theheartlandusa.com, along with the Castle Defense Doctrine, coming soon with a fourth entry, the final entry that we'll ever do And it is up for you. It's a discussion at one of our recent meetings along with some training. It will be available to you on or about December 1st, but the other package is available at theheartlandusa.com. We invite you to shop there and enjoy what you're getting. Look, ladies and gentlemen, I can't make this any more plain. We are in difficult times. I think everybody understands that. But when we are surrounded with people that are trying to take the basic honorable background of our nation, twist it and turn it and offer it up to people who have nothing but our destruction in mind, is not something I can live with. Now, I know some of you are out there and you're saying, well, wait a minute, Greg, what about some other problem areas in the Middle East? Listen, I'll tell you flat out, I don't trust Benjamin Netanyahu. Yeah, that guy. I don't trust him. I don't trust his government. I don't trust what they're doing. I don't trust anything basically they're saying except give us some more money. Give us some more money. You know what? Enough's enough with that side of the coin as well. But here is where I draw a little bit of differentiation. And that is that I do not know, and I've not seen anybody yet, that waves the Israeli flag and then cuts your head off. That's what they're doing with Islam. Now, I said, I don't trust him. I don't trust communists. I don't trust socialists. I don't trust people who are anti-Christian. But I certainly understand the threat that's being raised by the invasion of Islam and the communists that are coming across the border of Mexico. Either one, I don't trust. It's equal. So understand that. Now, having said that, let's open up the phone lines and see how I'm going to get pummeled today. Well, I might. And if you got a good argument, let's hear it. Jeff, you're out in Massachusetts. Fire away.
Well, you're in friendly waters with me, and
okay.
And I'll tell you why. Number one, I am very pro-Israel, but governments don't have friends. They have interest.
Yes.
That's number one.
Well,
Number two, as far as the sheeple are concerned, at least in my state, most sheeple could care less about what's happening in politics. As long as they get the hack job and are able to go to strip joints in the Bruins game and so forth, that's what they care about. Number three, the TSA. Think of the TSA tactics being used by foreign troops manning checkpoints, office buildings, wearing the UN blue helmet or Blackwater, airport or bus terminals. Right down the line, the same goobers at the airport using these disgusting tactics, using them at all these infrastructure places like office buildings, corporate security. I do that for a living. And then having them possess an AK-47 and say, you do it or we shoot you. And number four or five, Barack Obama's a Muslim. We've been thoroughly invaded from the top on down. And we are pretty much screwed as a country, and we better get ready to shuttle people out of the East Coast when it gets bombed, either by a false flag or a real attack. I mean, it's just that simple, because I think we're already doomed as a country. Greg, I thank you for having me on the air, and do have a good one.
Oh, Jeff, thanks so much. Wow, what a great call. You know, I can't find a thing to argue with you, and appreciate the support. It's just that, you know, we're trying to tell you. Look, it's awkward. It's difficult sometimes to tell the truth and to get it out there in a way that even when people disagree with you, you got to listen to them, and you got to say, oh, okay, I'll try and refute what you say, or I'll agree with what you say. Jerry, you're out in Washington State. Fire away.
Hello, Greg. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
You know, I'm only asking for one thing from you and the audience.
Yes.
I need prayer.
All right, sir.
I'm supposed to be in court tomorrow. Tax court. The IRS is after me big time bad.
Mm.
And they are attacking my Social Security. I'm a disabled Vietnam era veteran.
Oh, my.
And they are after my Social Security that I spent over 30 years collecting.
Of course.
You know, of course, we don't have a choice because you got to do it. Okay, that money was taxed already. We all know that.
That's right.
Through gross income. Now they want to tax it again. So they want to tax a tax that's already been taxed. And you know what's going to happen to me.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jerry. You just bow your head right now. Heavenly Father,
I have been praying and praying, Greg.
Well,
and I will bow my head
right now. Jerry,
right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Heavenly Father, We ask that you go to Jerry's side right now, that you give him strength, you give him clarity, you give him purpose, and you withstand against the enemy. We ask that you restrain the enemy, that he be given victory in court, and that the good will prevail, Lord, that this good man who's contributed and done his best, he's a Vietnam veteran, and he's up against this, Lord, we just ask you to bless him right now. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen. Jerry,
in Jesus'
don't
name,
lose
amen.
Faith.
Oh, it's
don't
hard,
lose
my
hope.
Friend. It's hard, my friend.
I understand as best I can, Jerry, but you know what? You've got to believe 100% and go in there and let God do his business. And if not, then when you come out, there's going to be another pathway open for you. I believe that, but you are up against a big one, that's for sure.
Yes, sir, I am. I want to thank you.
Well, you're welcome. God bless you, Jerry. I got to move on here, but you keep in touch with us, would you? Either Greg at the Heartland USA or give me a call. My number's on there. You know, I take all kinds of calls all the time. So I'd love to hear from you. Let me know what happens. Thank you, sir. George, you're down in Texas. Welcome to the show.
I tell you, there's nothing wrong with hearing righteous anger come from your mouth.
Well, I've got plenty of that.
Well, you know, the thing is, in the church today, it's like, being angry or owning guns is not what Jesus would do, and I would say to those pastors, I would damn them. And you know the thing is, you flip over to religious channels and you hear a bunch of hallelujahs and all that stuff, but you never hear about how, you never hear encouraging the men to stand up for the honor of their wives and their children, especially with these TSA pat-downs and these full-body scanners. And I am praying for the first man to clock one of these TSA agents for violating their wife or their daughter.
That's right. Isn't that the truth?
I mean,
and you know, it's not going to happen. I'm going to tell you, George, none of this is going to take place. You're absolutely correct. But it's not going to happen until somebody hauls off and decks one of these guys.
And you know,
now,
the thing
I'm going to tell you, yeah, Greg, it's easy for you to say you don't fly anymore. Yeah, that's right. I understand that. But if I do fly and they try that to me, that's exactly what's going to happen. There's going to be a resistance factor right there. I'm going to go to jail. I'm going to have to be bonded out and all the rest of it. But you know, none of this, George, none of this will change until the American people stand up and say, enough is enough. I'm going to back it up with a knuckle sandwich if I have to. But that's where we're going with this.
But you know, according to Romans 13, somebody's how they misinterpret it. We can't do that, but God commands us to defend our wives and our children.
George, look, I said something about this 3-4 weeks ago. Romans 13 in the Bible is for a righteous government. God is not asking you to go along with a sin-filled, corrupted government. He would never do that. That would be anti-God. So don't, you know, people that think, well, I got to obey the government, but Romans 13, that's a bunch of nonsense, and it's from the pit of hell that you got to believe that kind of nonsense. That's what's happening in the churches that aren't preaching the truth. That's what's happening in churches across the country, George, that are not taking a stand because they're afraid they'll lose their tax-exempt status.
Well, if I clock a TSA agent for violating my wife, will you pray for me and shout it from the rooftops?
You better believe I will, George. You know, you've been with me a couple, 3 years now, and I tell you, I appreciate the stands that you take down there in Texas and the fact that you are absolutely uncompromising. You're one of the best.
Well,
George will remember you in prayer as well.
Well,
thanks for calling in.
Well, I got one more thing, Greg.
Yes, sir.
Well, I've written a thing on my blog. Go to unbalancedpassions.com.
Okay.
And I'm sitting there encouraging people who get patted down and groped and all that stuff, go file police reports because this is sexual assault. Go file police reports and see if these people get arrested, because Alexander Solzhenitsyn said one thing. With the lack of operatives, this wretched machine grinds to a halt. If all these perverts are in jail, you know, this machine will grind to a halt.
That's right.
And
you're right.
Because state law does trump federal law. And these people are not sworn peace officers. That's all I have to say.
I got you. Thanks, George. Always appreciate your calls.
All right.
Leo, you're out in Massachusetts. How are things in the East Coast?
Yeah, this is Leo from Massachusetts, yes.
Yeah.
You know, Greg, I love your style, and I love what you're bringing up, but unfortunately, I think you're doing the work of the Zionists unwittingly, and I'm basically speaking to the whole Islam thing. Have you read that piece that I asked you to look at, the Masonic origins of the Muslim Brotherhood?
No, I haven't.
Please search engine. It's on a site that's called Bible Accolades or something like that. That's the right one. It's how, through history, they utilized these radical Islamists, the Anglo-American Empire, to defame Islam and get what they want. You know, we think this happened yesterday, but this has been going on for a long time, and they don't want to talk about it. And I think once you read that, you'll develop a whole different perspective of the game that's being played on us.
Well, Leo, and thanks for the call, Leo. Look, I'm gonna say this, and I'm not gonna repeat all this from before. There may be some issues here, and I'll read your article and try and get to the bottom of what you're saying. But I have to tell you, I have a fear of Islam. You call it what you want. Anybody else call it what they want. I don't want radical Islam getting a toehold in this country. I don't want radical anything, including radical Israel, radical Russia, radical anything getting a toehold in this country. I want radical Americans getting a constitutional toehold in this country and not letting go. That's what I really want.
No, I appreciate that. And that's why I love your style. But
yeah.
Just remember the words, Masonic Origins of Muslim Brotherhood.
I'll tell you what, I'll read it this week. I'll run it off and take it with me so I can read it. Thanks, Leo. Appreciate your call. Got to move on, though. Thanks.
Okay.
I got a good point, and I'll do my best to read up on it. Thank you. Randy, you're down in Florida. How are things there?
Well, it's still sunny here in Florida. Hey, I called you a couple of days ago, and we talked about the TSA briefly before you had to go to a meeting or something.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I wanted to ask you then, you know, I mean, I've heard comments through Alex Jones' show from peace officers who say that they're not even allowed to do what the TSA is doing as sworn peace officers. Is that an accurate statement or not?
Well, look, the local law enforcement, if I understand your question correctly, that are patrolling the local airports, if I go out of Green Bay, Wisconsin, I've got Green Bay police or Brown County, Wisconsin police there walking in the terminal. But the TSA are the people that are given sole number one authority to do anything they choose to do with me as a ticketed onboarding passenger going through their security Nazi network. All Green Bay, Wisconsin is going to do is respond and come down and take me to the Brown County Jail if they find some reason to hold me. That is all they do, that is all they will do, or they will put down a local disturbance. But the federal TSA has the rule of the day.
Yeah, well, the question I'm saying is that peace officers, from what I've been told and heard on Alex Jones, is that peace officers aren't even allowed to do the frisk that the TSA officers, these people aren't even sworn law enforcement officers.
Well, that's exactly correct.
Yeah, well, that's what I was trying to establish.
Yeah.
I mean, here in Florida, you know, corrections officers can't even do this kind of stuff.
Sure.
You know, and it's illegal for them to be under Florida law for anyone to take electronic images of children like they're doing with these full body scans.
Sure, and unfortunately, I'm just going to tell you, Randy, what's happening across the country, everywhere, in every jurisdiction, well, the vast majority, it seems, is that whatever happens in a law enforcement environment, quasi-law enforcement, security, whatever you call it, as long as you don't have a prosecutor or some ACLU attorney that's coming down on top of you telling you can't do this or that, then nothing's going to be done. They're going to let us slide right on through, and you're going to acquiesce because you just want to get on the plane and go wherever it is you're going to go or whatever it is you're doing. It doesn't matter anymore.
Well, I wouldn't acquiesce.
What the law calls for, it's what the law enforcement agencies are going to try and enforce.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, you know, any law enforcement officer, if they really want to protect and serve, they should be arresting every TSA officer for sexual molesting or pedophilia, you know, and anyone that goes along with this, as far as I'm concerned, is just a gutless wonder, useful idiot.
Well, Randy, I tell you, you couldn't be more right. Listen, thanks for calling in. We got the break coming. Keep me posted. Stay in touch. Folks, we're coming up to the last segment. You believe it? Every day, or every week, it just goes in a hurry. Stay with us. Voice from the Heartland. We'll close out in just a couple of minutes.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Back, folks, the last segment here. I just want to remind you, if you can't, then go get one. If you can't read a Bible, go get one. You need a Bible now more than you need anything else in your possession. Turn to the end of the Bible, Revelation 13:17, and that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Now, what do you think that is? Do you think that the apostles and the people who wrote that, John from Patmos, do you think that he was just filling space? Do you think he was just picking this out of his head because he was sitting in a cave building a fire and he thought that sound good 2,000 years from now? Of course not. It's a revelation from God. It describes the times we are living in, the chips that are being implanted in our animals and in our cars and in our computers and our cell phones and everything else they can get their hands on, and soon to be inside of you. Some have already volunteered to do it. What morons? You've condemned yourselves. For what purpose? So they can locate you when you wander in the woods? Is that what you really got that for? You better be listening and taking close account of what's happening. Revelations 24, and I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was committed to them. Then I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast. The beast, the beast system, the beast person, whatever it is. Many of you are worshipping that by your allegiance to it, your confederation with it, your contribution and taxes to it, and all the rest that you're doing, and had not received the mark on their foreheads or on their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. How much more plain can it be, folks? I want the best for you. I want salvation for you. I want an eternal life for you in a place that's indescribably beautiful. I want you to be able to get through this life with no more fear, with no more consternation, without any more thoughts of suicide and depression and all the rest of it, because you don't know the Savior of the world, because you've let all this stuff get to you. It gets to me. I get angry about it, and I hate it because it's happening to our country. It's destroying my children's future, and my grandchildren don't have any future if it goes this way. And so I'm willing to fight, and I'm willing to rebel. And at some point, if they push me much further, it will be to the point of the next level. Now, that's how it is. Like it or not, that's what we're facing. Like it or not, that's your future. Like it or not, that's the future for this nation, unless we decide, as a country, to fight what's going on. To say no, stand up, and say no, not any more, not here. Not in my country. Not against my children, not against my home, not against my neighborhood, not against my community, not against my state. I think of Arizona and some of these other states. I'd rather live in Montana just because they've got some sovereignty out there, and Arizona's trying. They got a bunch of godless communist Mexicans that are down there, and ACLU people and people from other nations, and the ungodly, evil Ninth Circuit Court in San Francisco. Who do these people think they are? They are worshiping Satan himself. If they are going against the will of the Constitution, the Republic, against Scripture, against God, against the people of this nation, and that is worthy of revolution, if that's what it takes to reverse it and to eradicate it. Stand up, point at your enemies, and say, no more. This is it. You don't have a pushover here. You've got somebody that's going to fight you. Now, on that word, I want you to have a positive impact this week on your community and your family. Get on your knees and pray. Say, I will stand for what is right. And when you do, you come out a winner now and eternally. I pray that be so for you this week. Thanks for listening in. We'll be back next week. Voices from the Heartland saying, God bless you richly. Take care. Thank you, sir. If I'm on next week, John doesn't boot me off. I'll see you next week. Thank you, bye-bye.
It's true.